Okay, it's Gimel Adar Aleph, and we are on and February 8th, and we're on page Ayin Beis. Let's just read the first full paragraph again. Al Yata Osanu Hamusag Melchama Bazeh Lachshov. We should not allow the notion of Melchama to confuse us, to make us make a mistake. He just got through saying that a person, he quoted from the Balatanya, that a person has to fight with his Yetzer, learn more than he's inclined to. It's a certain amount that a person can naturally learn, but he has to push it well beyond that. So we speak of Melchama, so one shouldn't allow that to make him err. Ki haderech hayachida v'zehi hakfiya. That the only way to do this is subordination, is through like cold turkey. It's not what you want to do, but you force yourself. Amnam gam b'kfiya aleinu l'shtamash l'f'amim. It's true, at times the method to use is kfiya, is coercion. L'val yatrido asana ritzonos tzadiyim. Is in order that side desires not disturb us. V'neshev shekeitim b'mkomenu. And that we can thus sit tranquilly in our places. Bli lozuz l'shmoa chadoshos b'svivaseinu v'chadoma. Not to move, to hear the news in our environs and the like, not to get distracted from learning. So it's true, sometimes you have to just force yourself. But what's more essential in the Mechamas HaTorah is Hagdolos Cheshkas Halimud V'Ne'imus Shebeisek HaTorah. Rather than fighting when you don't want to learn, is to make yourself want to learn. It's increasing the desire for learning and the pleasantness in the toil of Torah. He tefillah seinu tamid, that's what we daven every day. V'harivna Hashem Elokeinu es divrei Tzoras Chavafinu, make it sweet. It's only berachas and mitzvah where we included in the bracha is that we ask that it should be pleasant. Kol od shelamdim b'li hargashas ne'imus b'Torah, so long as we learn without the feeling of the pleasantness of Torah, the enjoyment of Torah, simen, it's an indicator, ki terem etzlichu l'hisazreach ba'olam haruchni shel Torah. It's an indicator that we have not yet succeeded in becoming a citizen, becoming like at home in the world, in the spiritual world of Torah. Bo ure divrei haRambam b'sefer mitzvos mitzvos gimel. Come take a look at the words of the Rambam and sefer mitzvos. The Rambam sefer mitzvos is not ordered by parshios, unlike that's the sefer achinuch, which goes in the order of the Torah. The Rambam puts it in an order, somewhat seems to be like priority or category. So he has Talmud Torah very early on. V'tzivanu ba'avaso yis'ala. This is actually the command of loving Hashem. He commanded us in His love. V'zeh shenachshov v'nisponin v'mitzvosov v'ma'amarov v'pulosov. And this is that we should think and contemplate His mitzvos and His teacher, His statements and His actions. Ad shenasi gehu, until we understand Him. V'nehne b'hasagoso b'tachlis ha'anah. And that we enjoy whatever understanding we have of Hashem with the ultimate enjoyment. This is the obligated love. This is Revolva speaking now. The ultimate hana in Divrei Torah, hihi avas Hashem. That is Amas Hashem. I remember one of my rabbis told me a story that somebody came over to a great Rosh Hashiva after shir and he said, "I enjoy your shir so much. It's not lishma." He says, "No, that is lishma. That's what it's supposed to be." Halomed b'li hana v'cheshek harei avosu b'pnimius levavo adayin nesuna l'nyanei olam hazev v'anasu levad. A person who learns without hana and desire, the love that's in the inner part of his heart is not is still given over to like mundane matters and his own like personal pleasure. He hasn't tapped into what Torah really is yet. Zohi hamalchama ha'amitas lizkos l'Torah. This is the true battle to be zoch in Torah. La'orer cheshek v'hana b'limud, to rouse desire and enjoyment in learning. V'hamashkia atzma b'inyan hanilmud v'rosha v'rubo. Person who submerges himself in the subject being learned. Rosh HaVerubo, it's an expression from Masechet Sukkah. It means like you're committed, you're mostly in, you know, your body's in. B'yitzeladaito al burio dafka, and he wants to know it properly, not just, you know, just to get by or to say I did the sugya. I want to truly understand this inyan. Im ha'yidia ha'bruro tivolet gam ha'nova ha'noa. With the clear knowledge will be born also the enjoyment and the pleasantness. A real study. I really want to know the Ratzon Hashem from Torah. I'm not turning pages. I'm not just spending some time. I want to understand the Torah that brings with it the enjoyment of Torah as well. Next section. Va'avoda ba'Torah hi ha'amok ha'abir. The real avoda in Torah is depth and clarity. Avoda zos mechayevas lilmod bishitutiyut. This avoda requires learning like systematically. Reishis is a Gemara. First, the Gemara. Bediktuk ma ben hasakadaita fa maskana. I was talking to somebody recently about what real learning is. Sometimes we do a shiur and it's just kind of outside, it's a general summary. But real learning is systematic from beginning to end. So, first, read the Gemara with exactitude. What did the Gemara think in the Sakadaita, which means what we call the Havamina, and what was the Maskana, Bibachinas Harayos, with analysis. Yeah, but like piece by piece, the first thing you do is, interesting that he uses this lesson here. A lot of times you start learning, you jot down different questions. What was happening here was, oh, now I understand what this is. Just systematically, point by point. Bibachinas Harayos, an analysis of the proofs. Alma Yesh Lamud, Amma Machayev Iyan Miyuchud. What does one have to be omed on, meaning like to question, and what requires particular analysis? If you ever look at Dibros Moshe, nobody learns Rav Moshe Feinstein's Sefer because it's so long and difficult. But Dibros Moshe, the first unaf, the first branch, is just like 100 different questions. And most of them are like from run-on sentences. Well, this that the Marasha says, that the Maharam Shif gives an answer, but we could say like this, why doesn't it say like this and like that, based on what, you know. He like puts out all of his kashas, and then he goes and gives you the Yisod, and he answers them. Zos Mukhrachim Lekabel Mipi Rav Gadol Batara. This we have to receive from a Rav who's great in Torah. We, Baruch Hashem, we live after what's called the generation of the Rosh Yeshiva, where we have many major achronim who show you how to work through a sugya. What's the approach? What's the real lumdus of different major sugyas? And that's important. B'shum ofen ein lalechas yasher me'agamara l'achron. In any way, one absolutely should not go straight from the Gemara to the achron. This is a big problem in yeshivas. There's a desire to learn what's cool. So he just learned the basic Gemara, hasn't really worked through. Yeah, and Rishonim. In other words, the Chidushei Torah that's in the Achronim is more fun. It's considered sharp and cool. But if I'm already jumping to what the Achronim say without having systematically worked through what the Rishonim say, I don't really know what I'm talking about. And it's a big problem. Yeshlis Yayetz al kol koshi la Rishonim ha Rishonim zal. One should first consult, right, with every difficulty with the Rishonim. Okay, what is Rashi, Tosos, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva? V'rakish ein bir hadavar meskabel meha'iyun barishonim yesh lefanos el achronim. And only when the clarity cannot be received from analysis in the Rishonim, one should turn to the achronim. This is what they call in the yeshiva's raid. It's just, what are the popular questions and the popular answers without really seeing, is that the question to ask? Do you really see that? Or it's, you know, it's something to say. Man no'alu halomdim gemara. How no'al means like they get, you know, it's unfortunate, they get worn out. How much is it so for those who learn gemara, but take of him ian harishan b'divra gemara ma'ainim b'kam achronim. And right away with their first analysis in the gemara, they look in several achronim. Iyun mufruz ba'achronim sosem es mayanas ha'chachma u'margil b'shitkiyus. Excessive iyun, I mean, study of achronim, closes up the wellsprings of chachma and trains one in superficiality.
But if you look at achronim, you could find somewhere shown.
Yeah, but you didn't learn them through. You know, the criticism that when the whole art school revolution was kind of, people were concerned that instead of me actually thinking through okay, what makes sense here, and coming to the logical conclusion, the logical next step on my own, it's like you spoon feed me, oh, ask this, answer that, ask this, answer that, but the minute you don't direct me what to ask, I don't see the question, and I can't really see if that's mukhrach from what I'm learning.
By definition, the shonen is the shonen, and the acharon is the afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, that was chronologically, but they were greater.
Putting an emphasis on the shonen.
Step
one.
Yep. So that's one point, and that's a major point that's always emphasized in the yeshivas. Gam ha-chazara ha-yesodas hi me'avodas ha-amoka. Also, fundamental review is part of the avoda of plumbing the depths. And all the generations, from the Amoraim themselves, from the time of the Gemara until our time, Achronim, is an expression used in the Gemara. It means to scream like an ostrich. But it means to really get upset about something. You have to know very well what you learned. A person who has difficulty grasping and has a problem with his memory will not be held accountable. Nitva means to be like sued. They will not be held accountable for the knowledge of Shas. But they will hold him accountable for a clear knowledge of what he learned. Okay, if it takes him a longer time, so he's not going to get through all of Shas, but at least what he learns. You know, why didn't you review it? Well, I turned the page and went on to the next thing. Why didn't you get it clear? Why didn't you review it? Yesh lachzor kol inyan kedei yediyah berurah. One should review each matter until having a clear knowledge. Baal peh, baal inyan, by heart.
By daf yomi.
That's one of the challenges. There's a place. I will also say that in all the generations, they were tzavchu kekruchi, that one should see a lot of shas. And that's a different problem in the yeshivas. That some of the yeshivas are so into the eon that they learn 3 pages the whole year. So you're mentioning something that advocates for the other side of it. But what we learn, we're supposed to learn clearly. Lo yediyah milulus, not a knowledge just of words. Ela yediyah hatochen v'ashak levetayah. To know the real content and the back and forth. You can't really analyze Gemara unless you can say over what you learned outside clearly. I still need to look inside to understand that I don't really know it. Anybody who learns Torah and sees blessing in his learning desires to be mechadish, to come up with novel approaches. So he's going to warn. The Zohar speaks of the greatness of Chidushei Torah, but there's a danger in wanting to jump too quickly. That everything has to be systematic. The chidushim come eventually, but we have to take a systematic approach to Talmud Torah. Okay.